G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, June 9. I'm John Barker. Joining me once again is Joel Marshall. Well, Joel, pretty exciting. It's a long weekend for many people around Australia. Plenty of racing on, but most notably the big day on the Queensland calendar, that Stradbroke Day. Three Group 1s at Doomben. How is the track going to shape up? It's had plenty of work over the autumn.
Yeah, I think a bit of rain in Queensland this afternoon, earlier this morning as well. So hopefully it's dry through Friday and Saturday and we don't get any dramas. They've moved the Stradbroke to race 5. That's obviously a bit of a worrying sign. They're not overly confident in the track holding up. They want to get the big one out of the way early. But of course, there's still another two Group 1s to be run after that. So just 8 races. They already moved one race to Sunshine Coast Sunday, so I think everyone's just got their fingers crossed that Doomben can get through at least one more day, and then there'll be another fortnight's break into the Tiara.
Okay, we'll take you right through the Doomben card because it's all black type. We start in race 1, Maker's Mark Hinkler Handicap, listed event over 1200.
Well, we'll try and get a great start to the day because I really like Savannah Amore. She's a talented mare, multiple group winner at 1200 metres. The first up run was good, she just got too far back off a very fast speed. She's pretty well placed. She's second top weight against the boys, but very well placed under the compressed scale. She's on top for me from 14, Gibraltar Girl, who's capable. She resumes here for Mark Newnham. 1 Curo, honest performer he is, and 7 Have a Say. Might be better if he can just get to the outside of horses. He was a little bit disappointing last start.
Race 2 is Radio Tab, the Wayne Wilson, 1600 metre listed race.
I've stuck with Ullman here. He didn't have a lot go right last week. Up to 1600, looks suitable. His only unplaced run in 4 goes at the trip was a midfield finish, only beaten 2 1/4 lengths in the Group 1 Railway. He should get a nice run from the good gate. He's on top from number 14. She is what she is, so we know what she is. She's a leader and she gives her all every time. 11 in for 3rd, Ashin Rook, who came off a bit of a break into last week's race. He was stepped up to listed company from a class 4, thought he handled himself really well. And number 7 for 4th, Can't Buy Better. Needs a bit of luck from the gate, but can certainly see him improving out to the 1600.
Race 3 at Doomben on Saturday, the Ascot Green Queensland Guinea 1600 set weights for 3-year-olds at Group 2 level. It does look a nice race for Peaceful State.
Yeah, he'll be very hard to beat. I think 2 horses here, you can back them both if that's the way you want to roll at their current odds. I've gone with 7 Seaway. We're losing a bit of value. I believe Gresham may be scratched or going to be scratched, so I'm going to lose a little bit of value here. But Seaway is a promising horse from the Waller Yard. He was back 150 metres last time, gave weight to all his rivals. He was ridden cold, allowed to hit the line, which he did. He can settle closer from a good draw over 1600. I've lent his way. No doubt Peaceful State's very hard to beat. They were talking Stradbrokes. I don't think coming back to 1350 in a race like that would have been all that suitable. He looks far better placed than this. And then the fillies I've thrown in for 3rd and 4th. 11 Banish hasn't had much go right this prep. And 14 Vontaine, back in distance, up in weight last start. She ran really well. She's got a bright future.
Race 4, Pages Event Hire, Brisbane Cup. Well, it's a bit of a shadow of the former Brisbane captain. It's only 2,200 metres. A Group 2, only 10 to line up. Not that exciting.
And again, I believe Rising Red might be coming out. Just check your final scratchings. He was my on-top pick. If he's out, it's left me with number 1, Ambitious. Always sort of in traffic in the straight in the Doomben Cup, and he ran well for 3rd. Of course, Egg Tart ran 2nd in that and came out and won last week. So I'll be with Ambitious if Rising Red doesn't go round. 5 Sedanza can settle much closer than she did in the Premier's Cup. 7 The Wildflower might be a good roughie. She got a long way back in that Premier's Cup. She can improve at odds, and we'll throw in number 3, Kawaya, next best.
The big one is race 5, Ubet Stradbroke Handicap. It's worth $1.5 million. 1350, it's a Group 1. Well, impending, still quite well fancied at the top of the markets, Barrier 9, but they don't often win this race with more than 56. Joel, impending has 57.5.
Yeah, he's got a bit of a task, obviously, meeting them under handicap conditions. He's going so well, though, isn't he? I think if you've been with him, you might as well stick with him. I've been sort of against him to some degree, but I have included him in my 4 this week. I've gone with the 3-year-olds, however. Tossed up between 15 Parass, 16 Champagne Cuddles. Parass might be a little bit more value. I've gone his way. I like the three-year-olds because they can both race handy, and I think they can both make use of their lightweight. Perast will be trying to lead, I would imagine. Jeff Lloyd, good front-running jock. He's racing well. Obviously, this is tougher. He's got to beat the older horses, but I think he can run well. We've seen Champagne Kettles measure up to the older horses, run really well in the Kingsford Smith. You can see why she's come into favourite. One impending in for third. And number 11, Care to Think. This was the race I'd penciled him in for. Unfortunately, he's come up with another wide gate and is going to need plenty to go his way. But he can win because he is down in the weights and he is smart, but couldn't put him on top from that wide barrier.
Race 6 at Doomben is the second of the Group 1s. It is the Jaguar Land Rover. JJ Atkins Plate, 1600, set weights for two-year-olds at Group 1 level. As I mentioned, it's worth $600,000.
Well, Chris Waller's got a very strong hand here. Three, I think it'd be the first three favourites. I'm with the favourite, number 5, the Autumn Sun. 2 for 2, he's Reduce Choice out of Galileo Mare. The way he races, it just looks like he'll eat up 1600. Perhaps wasn't overly impressive last start, but Brenton Abdullah didn't knock him around. I think he might have only hit him with the whip once, and it was a pretty soft win. Kieran McAvoy was aboard him on debut. I think he'll win. I've thrown number 14, Sizzling Ace, to get in between the Waller runners. She's still a maiden. She's still racing really well. She was good in the sires. Number 1, Lean Mean Machine, won the sires. Corey Brown gave him a huge rap after the race. Got to respect that. And 2, Zusane, next best.
And last of the Group 1s is Race 7, Channel 7 Queensland Derby for three-year-olds. 2,200 metres. Set weights, the only filly is one of the top chances, and in fact your selection, Joel, Young Star.
Yeah, I have to stick with her after she did a good job for us in the Oaks. That was an amazing win. You just about torn your ticket up on the turn. I think Karen McAvoy had a little bit up the sleeve, though, obviously. It was a pretty good ride, all things considered. And, well, Chris Waller, you wouldn't be taking any risks whatsoever with a filly like this if she wasn't, you know, she hadn't have come through that run all well. She's drawn wide, she's going to get back, but that's probably not going to be too bad a thing. So I've gone her way. I'm pretty keen on number 7, Live and Free, as well. I think one of the two will win. He's a really nice horse. His last two wins have been so dominant. 11 in for third, lucky for all. Well, we just didn't see what he had to give at Sandown last start. It was a tragedy. He probably should be coming into this 4 from 4. He can be well backed too, I wouldn't be surprised. And number 1, Dark Dream, next best.
And finally, wrapping up the Brisbane... Oh, no, not quite. We've still got another Group 1 in 2 weeks. But wrapping up the big day at Doomben is Race 8. Bundaberg Rum, Dane Ripper Stakes, 1350, Group 2, fillies and mares.
Yeah, been following a few of these. I've stuck with the 3-year-old, number 9, Moss Trip. She was excellent at Randwick and then backed it up with another barnstorming finish to win the English Guineas at Scone. Comes into this fresh. Gee, her recent trial was outstanding. She's going to get back from that wide draw. That's her pattern anyway. Going to need a little bit to go her way, but she's very, very smart. 6 pecans are thrown in for second. Joe Pride was keen to get her in the Stradbroke. She is 4th emergency, so unlikely to get a start. She's going super for the new stable. Back to 1100 against the boys last time, or a couple of negatives, but she ran well. 5 Padrina was good last time winning the Glen Logan. She had the box seat every chance, a little bit different on Saturday from a wide gate, but she is very talented. And 17 Platinum Angel has got a run, and she will be very competitive. She was very good last week against the boys, back to 1200.
All right, and to recap Joel's best, we're getting our turkey early at Doomben on Saturday with race 1, number 2, Savannah and More, Joel's best. Value bet race 3, number 7, Sea Way. Flemington, big meeting on Saturday in Melbourne. What did you like there?
Made Hursley my best, race 2, number 3. He's a model of consistency, this bloke. He was always around the mark last prep. He's won 5 from 34, but I guess he runs more placings than he does win. But he's going well this time in, and I think out to 2,500 will suit. Just think he strikes a nice race, so I've made him my best. Again, my value bet. I'm battling a little bit to find value this week, but Aussie Choice, race 7, number 7. I thought he might have snuck under the guard there and got $8 or $9, but he's opened up $5.50 and could well be shorter if they elect to scratch Steel Frost, who is in a couple of other races across the weekend. But Aussie Choice it is. His two runs back have been good. He was very good in the Wongoom and then stayed at 1,200 last start. Just lacked a change of speed when the sprint went on, but his last 100 was good. 1,400 more his go.
Yeah, well, I'm against you, I'm afraid, with my best. It's race 2, number 6, Lysergus. I thought, an open handicap here, haven't quite caught up with him with 54 kilos. And my value bet, for once, is a lot of value, and that is the Edwin Batt-trained Monmouth coming over after leading all the way in Tassie, race 8, number 16, at around about $51. If you don't mind, Craig Newitt accompanies Monmouth across Bass Strait. So race 2, number 6, race 8, number 16. Randwick, the venue for Sydney Racing on Saturday. We have a listed race. It's race 8, race 8. It is the June Stakes, 1,100 metres, Joel.
And my value bet comes up in the card here. And just taking a punt on one here, number 10, His Majesty. He's a real talent. He's only had the 23 starts. He's an 8-year-old brother to Puissance de Lune. He's got a big finish on him. We haven't seen him since February 2017. He's won 2 trials. Looks to be going well. If there's a bit of a market push, Kim Moore's a very good trainer. She can get them right, especially first up. His form lines through last preparation were good. He's well placed on the minimum, and he should enjoy the wet. So looking for a bit of a market push, obviously, but he looks to be going well at the trials. He's my value. I've got him to beat 6, I thought so. Real heartbreak horse, this bloke, but he was good first up. He should be fitter. 4, Glen All. Missed the start at Scone. That just put him out of play. And 16, Once More a Lady, I've included. Needs another scratching. Again, Joe Pride, keen to test this filly in a black tight race. She's been trialling super. If she doesn't get in, she'll be hard to beat on the Kenzo track on Monday. She's my value. He is my value, His Majesty. And my best is in the last. Race 9, number 5, Fragonard. This is a mare. Obviously, she likes being kept fresh. Her runs are quite often spaced. We haven't seen her since April 14. She got back in the Sapphire Stakes. That race was dominated by Quilista. She never got into it. She's trialled well since. Previous form lines were good. She chased Padrina with a big weight, 5 runs back. She should be hard to beat. She's been in the Quinella 8 of 14, so she's really far away.
In Adelaide, we're racing on the Parks track, and in Carl's absence, while he's gallivanting around the UK, you have done the form, Joel, so let's have a best in value, and they do come up quite early.
Yeah, early again. I'm very keen to have something on my value bet here. Race 2, number 8, St. George's Vault. The debut was quite all right, and then at Morfordville 2 weeks ago, he stayed at 1,000 metres. I saw an interview with Richard Jolly pre-race, and he made mention of this 1250 race in a fortnight's time, that was going to suit him better, and he got back over the 1,000 last time, hit the line well. He was certainly doing his best work late. Barrier 1, 1250. I can see him settling closer and running a good race, and I made my best coach's award, race 3, number 4. Trialled well, did a good job winning on debut. Further should be a bonus. Corey Parrish for Greg Urell, he should be hard to beat.
Okie dokie. Belmont, they are racing once again on Saturday, and BJ's tip for the listed race, which has drawn a pretty thin field, that is race 6, the Bovine Stakes over 1,000 metres. There's only 8 in it, and you can probably forget about the bottom two. Resuming, BJ likes 2. Here, Prophet Street, to beat 1, Durandale, 3, Meteoroid. In fact, he has chucked in the second bottom one, Pretentious Chant, for 4th. And BJ's best is race 7, number 5, Sovereign Trade. Value bet, race 3, number 1, Galaxy Star. Earlier in the day, Joel, across the Tasman, we are racing at Trentham in Wellington and Tarapa in Hamilton.
Yeah, hopefully we're racing. The Tarapa was called off last week. Trentham's a heavy 11, but I was just talking to someone who lives not far from the track. He reckons it'll be a heavy 15, so hopefully they get to go ahead. But my best is Chosen Peak, race 7, number 6, Kevin Myers, training for Raffles Farm here. This well-bred daughter of Reduce Choice hit the line hard on debut. Maybe looking for a little bit further. Stays at 1,400, but it looks a pretty moderate race. She should be hard to beat. My value is, again, for Kevin Myers, Guy Fox, race 10, number 6, one of 3 runners for the stable in this race. He was a bit disappointing over the hurdles last time, but prior to that, he ran well on the flat. He was a winner on the flat last prep. Tarapa is the other meeting. My best is in the last race, 10, number 11, Effective. Ran really well last time out. That was third up. She should be fully fit now, and my value is Wooden Edge, race 6, number 2. First up from a spell. Does improve when he gets over a bit further, but looks well placed to run well fresh with the claim.
Okay, that takes care of a big Saturday of racing around Australasia. Don't forget to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. It's still only $5. Bumper issue this week. Not only got your normal features, we've got Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We've also got fields for four of the Monday meetings. And a feature, of course, this week, as it always is on Queen's Birthday weekend, is the three-day Swan Hill Carnival, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Full form guides for all three in if you're in the AFL states, and you've got full form guides for Friday and Sunday, fields for Saturday if you are in New South Wales or Queensland. The feature on Friday is the Pools Accountant's Golden Topaz, race 6, and Daniel Borg here quite keen. His value bet for the day is number 10, Manolo Blahnik. Second up, certainly has shown a bit of talent over the years, Manolo Blahnik. That could be a race where he comes out and picks up a feature. And Sunday is Swan Hill Cup Day. Race 8 is the Murray Downs Swan Hill Cup, also worth 100,000 as the Golden Topaz is. 1,600 metres, and Paul Richards likes the last Saturday's, in fact, the inform for Will Clark and Tatush, number 8. That is race 8, number 8 at Swan Hill. Any further and better particulars, Joel, or we just go to our best of the weekend?
Yeah, just go to our best. We didn't have much luck with 60s Groove last week. He was heavily backed, but no joy. He'll have to keep for another day. Loath to go race 1 at Doomben because it could be a long day, but we will. I'm confident. I think it should be very hard to beat Savannah or more. Race 1, number 2.
All right, well, I will go with race 9, number 12 at Flemington, and that is Miss Leonidas. So have a great long weekend, everybody, if you've got a long weekend. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.